Never walked alone. Though sometimes it seems that we are walking alone. And sometimes we would might even think that God has forgotten us. Job went through so many situations as we've been studying. And it's sometimes it's almost more than we can just take in. But God has a plan for each and every one of us. God knows what we need even before we ask. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Brother, who was it? Me and someone was outside talking. I think it's Terry. Maybe outside the in the foyer talking about God and how great he is. I think it might have been Charlie. I don't know. Somebody we was talking to out there. And I said, isn't it amazing that we have got a God that knows everything? Yeah. Isn't it amazing that we've got a God that knows everything? And he knows what tomorrow holds. He knows everything about us. We can't hide anything from God.
That's right.
And I'm glad of that. Sometimes we try to hide stuff. But don't try to hide it from God. You're wasting your time. My mouth's so dry, I don't know if I can even read or not. Pray for me. If the Lord don't give me something, Roger will come along. All right? I want to read in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to read a few verses and starting at the 24th verse. Reads like this. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the approach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. And this last verse is what we want to kind of talk about maybe. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. That's all I'm going to read. Pray for us, and if God gives us something, we will. But I was looking at faith here. It said, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. He endured. Not seeing him as seeing him who is invisible.
Amen.
Thank you, Jack. And I'd like to look at faith just a little bit. Faith. And we all know what faith is. Faith is something, the Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
That's what it is. I mean, evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
So Moses had faith here, didn't he? Moses endured by looking at something that was invisible, but he counted it greater. Something great inside of him was giving him a leadership and a guidance. He was looking at something that he couldn't see. He had everything, folks. Moses was raised in the king's house. Did you know that? He was raised up in the king's house, the king's daughter. Took him as a babe and took him in and raised him in so much in the king's house. And he had hands to everything. He could reach out to everything. Anything he wanted was just at his fingertips. I believe that. He was a child of the king on the natural side, wasn't he? That's what he was. But he had something greater than that. Praise God tonight. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. That's what it says. But it also says this, by grace we are saved through faith. Amen. That's not faith that saves you, but it's grace that saves you. But you got to have faith to believe and trust in the Lord before that you can be saved. It's impossible to come to the Lord without having faith to believe that He will do what He said He would do. So faith tonight, we can look at it like this. Faith is an activator. That's what it is. When God saved me, when I had faith and He gave me grace and He saved me, He activated something on the inside of me. I become alive. Amen. I pray to the Lord tonight. I become alive and alive forevermore. He activated something on the inside of me. And boy, let me say it tonight. When God did that for me as an individual, I'm glad that I knew that it happened. I knew that I had been changed. I knew that I had something that I'd never had before. I knew that that was a great and new experience that it happened to me. And I praise God today that, you know what, when I left there, I thought, well, what will it be when I wake up tomorrow? Did anybody else feel like that? I wonder how it'll be when I wake up tomorrow. I tell you what, when I woke up tomorrow, you know what I did? I found that I had two people speaking to me the next morning. The devil saying, boy, you've messed up. You've done something you don't know anything about. You have changed. You put yourself in a position that people is going to expect something great out of you. Satan was trying to belittle us. Praise God, I still heard that small, still voice that spoke tonight that I got saved last night that gave me peace down on the inside. And he began to speak. And I realized and I knew that I had something greater than the world had to offer. Amen. You remember that? How that God is so good. God loved us enough to give us salvation. And so we become a child of the King. Oh yeah, we were like Moses now. We had become a child of the King. But our King was greater than old King Pharaoh. Oh yeah, I had become a child of the King. And Moses said, he said he endured by seeing the invisible thing. Well, praise God today. Now, I'm glad that God's people are giving some things when we get saved. And these three things that I'm thinking about is something that is beyond the natural things out here in the world. I believe that when God saved me, He gave me the ability to believe the impossible. Yeah. I praise God tonight. He gave me something on the inside that was so great. I have never seen Him. I've never touched Him. I've never walked on the natural earth with Him. But I'm like old Moses, but I endured by believing and seeing the invisible. Praise God tonight. We are God's people. We are special. Did you know that? Did you know we have abilities that the world does not have? They can't see what you and I see. They can't believe what they can't touch. They can't believe the invisible part of God. But folks, know it be invisible. Aren't you glad tonight that there is still evidence of it? Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I praise God tonight. I'm glad that if you've been saved by the grace of God, and the things you cannot see, you know they are there. There's no doubt about it. Boy, I tell you, when God speaks, you know He's there. He gives us the ability to see the impossible. Oh, yeah. Things that I could not see at all before He saved me and come to live within me. I could not see beyond this veil of sorrow. I could not see beyond what the world had to offer. But that day, from that day forward, I had a different vision. I had a different look. I had a different something that I was looking for and looking toward. And that's what it was. It was that invisible part. Boy, I'm glad tonight. I praise the Lord. I just hold back from that. It gives me trouble. I tell you what, I may take a shout and feel here after a while. I tell you how God is able. Let me tell you how the invisible things that I cannot see, I cannot touch, and yet without any doubt in my mind, God is there and I can see it and I know the evidence of it and I know it's real. The evidence of the invisible. Brothers and sisters, when the Lord saved you and He came inside of you, and that to it, yes, He did. He said the house had to be swept and garnished and cleaned up. He won't move in a dirty house. It's got to be cleaned up. And when He moved in, you say, well, I'll clean it up. No, you got to surrender to the invisible hand of God. And God will come in and clean it up and put the fire to it and purify it and make it holy and something that He will partake of and move into. Aren't you glad of that tonight? Folks, I can't be good enough. I can't clean it up good enough for God to move into. But praise God tonight when He cleaned it up and moves in and sealed it up. I'm glad that the invisible part is living within us. The invisible part is living within us. Did you know serving God is an invisible thing?
Yes.
Did you know the world cannot bring to them the capabilities and can't comprehend it enough to realize? Did you know they just absolutely cannot have faith? Did you know they cannot have faith enough to find grace and be saved? That's where it's at, folks. They're in trouble, but aren't you glad that we as God's people, I'm glad tonight that I can see just a little bit. Now, there's times when I cannot see, when I cannot get a vision, when I study this word so many times. I read and I study and I pray. And I did this past week, hours on hours from the lesson, and I couldn't understand it. And I asked God, I said, God, give me the invisible vision. Give me the invisible part. I don't want what I can get out of it on the natural side. Give me the invisible part. And the Holy Spirit has to do that. Praise God today. We can't get it, but that invisible man can, because He is Him.
Yeah.
Amen. If you don't see it, God said, if you don't understand it, God said, ask. Ask and I can do it. I can give it to you.
Yes.
If you really want it. The invisible part. God is encamped around His people in the form of angels. Yeah, I believe in angels. I really do. Praise God, there's been many a time when the angel of God and the Spirit of God would come in between me and trouble, in between me and accident, in between me and hardship, and the angel of the Lord, I couldn't see him. Do you know he's there? Praise God, Brother Wayne, I know he's there.
Amen.
The invisible. Aren't you glad you're one of God's children?
Yes.
Aren't you glad you're one of God's children? Aren't you glad that you can see the invisible? Yeah, you can't. I can't touch it. I can't walk up and shake his hand. But praise God, I know he's there. I'm like that little servant Lot. I believe it was Elijah's servant. And they was encamped. They were in trouble. And the little servant looked at him and he said, Lord, look around us. Satan's all around us. Praise God tonight. The enemy had encamped around him, not around them. And he said, oh my goodness. But the Bible said Elijah prayed. Elijah prayed that his little servant could see the impossible angels and the fortress that God had encamped around. And he opened his eyes and he could see that they had plenty of help right with them. I tell you what, tonight, church, we ought to be able to see the evidence and know that the invisible is around us.
Yes.
God is God, and there's none other like him. Yes. Aren't you glad that God has given you a vision? The impossible vision that the world does not have. Aren't you glad of that? I'm so glad. We see him. We know he's there. If you don't know he's there, folks, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I could have $100 bill in my pocket, which I don't, I got 10. But anyway, I could have $100 bill in there, and if I didn't know I had it, I'd start there. Praise God. If you know it's there, it'll help you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what tonight, folks, we've all got it. That's been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
We're not just something. I've heard one fellow say, I'm a Christian by accident. Brother Wayne, I don't believe there's any accidents in the kingdom of God.
No.
I believe you got to have a faith and you got to be saved by grace through it. And when you get there, it's no accident. Amen. It's a new birth, and praise God for it. But I'm glad that we can see the invisible part and that of God. Charlie, have you ever been to the place where that you wonder just where God is? And then all of a sudden, the angel. I remember being in the hospital where my sister was laying, and she was on her deathbed. And she was going out of this life at that very moment. And she looked and saw, look on the wall over there. She said, how the angels are encamped. Well, you know what joy that gave me. You know what peace that gave us. The family sitting there, they come to carry me home. And she just went out like that. And she was gone. And no doubt in my mind, well, praise the Lord. No doubt in my mind, the angels carried her away to heaven to be with the one that was invisible. But she could see it on her last deathbed, the last minute she lived. She could see what we could not see. I couldn't see it. We couldn't see it. But praise God, she saw it. And she said, they're here. They're here. Well, praise God, that would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? They're here to get me. They're here to carry me out of here. That's God's blessing on his children. God is good. God is great. Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. I said there's three little things that I might mention. To believe the incredible. To believe things that is totally unbelievable.
Yeah.
How can there be a God so great that actually created the heavens and the earth? That's beyond anything that I can even begin to think of. But I believe it. I believe it because God said it in his word. Yes, I believe the incredible. I believe the impossible. I believe the things that we cannot see and the things that are beyond anything that this world has to offer. It's incredible to believe those things. It's incredible to do the work of God and to see the evidence him in all of it. Well, let me tell you something. It is great to be able to believe the incredible. Oh, have you ever had any experiences of believing the incredible things? Have you ever stepped out on faith when God said, just step out? And God said, just step out and see what I can do. You can't see it. You can't see the step. But God said, just step out and I'll be there for a landing. Amen. Well, that's a good landing, isn't it? Just step out into the invisible thing and there will be a step for you to land on. Boy, that's believing the incredible. But I tell you, in the time, in the Word of God, there's been times in that book where that those things just actually happened. Oh, yes. You take people, I can't walk on water. And if I was standing before the Lord, and the Lord said, just come on, walk on it. Brother Wayne, I'd have a terrible time. I would hope that I would be able to see the invisible and believe the incredible and know that when I step, he would be there to hold me up in the incredible thing that's impossible for me to do. But to have faith to believe that God will do what he said he would do. Peter stepped out on the water knowing he couldn't walk on the water, knowing that that was impossible for man. But he believed the incredible and he trusted the invisible that God would be there.
Yeah.
Guess what? God was there.
Yeah.
God was there. That's God.
Yeah.
Isn't he wonderful? God is a wonderful God.
Amen.
He's beyond anything that I can imagine. People look at you. Have you ever had people look at you and say, how can you believe? How can you believe something you can't see? Something you can't touch? Something you can't really communicate with on the worldly side? They can't do it. Something that is just, that you really believe that somebody created all this?
Yeah.
Do you really believe that he just spoke and it come to existence?
Yes.
That's hard to believe in. We got to believe the incredible, folks. We've got to believe the unbelievable, folks. To get saved, you've got to believe what God said in his word. But I say one thing. We've got a witness of his word. We've got a witness of it. We believe it. And the Bible said not be just believers. But he said believers to the saving of the soul. And that's what you got to be. You got to be a believer all the way to the saving of the soul. And then you can believe in, you can see the invisible. You can believe the incredible because God is real. In my life, he is real. God has said, do, and I'll be there. I remember old brother Abraham Bowen, the preacher. He said, Brother Lloyd, I was called to a revival way down in the hills of Kentucky somewhere. And he said, I had money enough to buy gas to get there. But I didn't know how I was going to get there. I said, okay, Lord, I'll go. I'll go.
He still ran as far as I know. He said, I took off and I went. He said, you talk about a revival. Boy, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
He said, you talk about a revival down there in the little hills. He said, we had one. He said, me all the time, didn't know if I was going to get back home, how I was going to get back. Didn't have no money, no gas, no nothing. But old Abraham said, I just believe the impossible. I was seeing the invisible. I was trusting in the Almighty God. And he said, the way was made for me to get back. And he said, I still thank God for it. Because he obeyed and was willing to do, God will do for us.
He told me that not too many years ago. But it happened a long time ago. To believe the incredible.
God ever spoke and said, go and I'll go before you. Yeah, in the Bible. Do you have any reference of it?
Yes.
God said, go and I'll go with you. I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world.
Yeah.
Huh? A little old servant of God. He was walking with Jesus.
This little servant was walking with Jesus. He was a great fellow. I believe God loved him with all his heart. Bless you. His name was Peter. But he was a little bit high strung. He was a little bit high strung and he wanted to take things into his own hands that to protect Christ. I'm going to protect him now. I'm going to take care of Christ. Little but knowing that Christ was the one that was going to take care of him, wasn't it?
But boy, we ought to be willing, aren't we?
How Peter said, Lord, he said, I'll die. I'll die for you. I'll lay down my life for you.
That was pretty much. And he meant it,
I believe, when he said it. How about when it comes to reality? Things are different, aren't they? How about Jesus did the very thing?
How about he told Peter, now this is believing the incredible.
He told Peter, he said, Peter, now we're walking together. We're going up there to where we got to pay our taxes or whatever it was. And he said, I don't have no money. Peter said, I don't have no money. He said, I tell you what, Peter, do you believe this? Brother, this is unbelievable. And Jesus told him, said, Peter, go down there to the brook. And he said, cast the hook in. And he said, the first fish that you take out, he said, open his mouth and take the piece of money out. Believing the incredible, believing the impossible, how could there be a fish in the sea that would bite his hook, Brother Wayne, and it'd be the very one that had a piece of money in his mouth.
Peter believed it. Peter believed it would happen.
Peter took him at his word. Folks, we need to take Jesus at his word. When God says go and do, we ought to not think, boy, this is impossible. This can't be done. I know this ain't going to happen. But rather to say all of that, I say, I like the one old prophet is, Lord, here am I. Send me. Take me and use me for the upbuild and that of your kingdom. Let me be the very instrument in your hand that will do the work that needs to be done.
I didn't come expecting to preach. I didn't come with anything prepared. I just come. Brother Roger, he's been doing double duty this weekend. And I know he's kind of worn out.
He said, you going to preach tonight? I said, well,
I don't know about that. I'll give it a try. But thank God. Let me tell you something. When God says, it's okay, isn't it?
When the Spirit of God will bear witness to it, it makes me wish happy. It makes me happy. It makes me glad. It makes me know that I'm doing something good for the Lord. Oh, yes, and there's many other instances that were that Jesus spoke and said, go and do. Go and do, and I'll go with you.
Yeah.
I'll be there for you, and I'll see the victory. you will see victory come over and above all the obstacles that's out there. And another one.
This is something. You ever thought about it?
We as God's people, we must attempt the impossible. It's our duty. It's with our faith.
With the other two things that I've mentioned.
Then he's given us power and strength and courage and boldness enough to try the impossible. Oh, yes. I just step up and say, God, I am willing. I'm able. I'm not able, but I know you are. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. When God says, I want you to attempt this, did you know it's impossible for me to reach down in some lost person's soul and reach where they live and to do anything with it? That's impossible. But praise the Lord. Well, I like to attempt the impossible. How do you do that, preacher? By being obedient to the Lord and by saying, God, give me what will reach it. Give me the gospel. Give me the message. Give me the spirit that will reach deeper. I will attempt the impossible. But God, it's all going to
happen.
Amen. We've got to attempt the impossible.
Yeah. For God to bless us to attempt the impossible. There's many things in a Christian life that we run up against that is impossible. But boy, I'll tell you, we're serving one.
Yes.
He said, in many cases, we're going to ask you to do this, and with man, it is impossible.
Yeah.
These things are impossible. Do you see those things? Did you know when you see some lost person and the conviction spirit of God goes to them, and goes to them and cuts them asunder. And you that have been saved several years, you can relate to this. How that God, the old preacher, attempted the impossible. God done the work, and he went to you, and he spoke to your heart, and he brought conviction in your heart, and that spirit that came and spoke to you, you've never heard a voice like that before. It was a different voice, but praise God, even though you were lost and you had never accepted Christ as your Savior, I knew who it was. There had never been a voice speak like that. There had never been a spirit dealt with me like that. So I had to believe the impossible, that God is speaking, and he was. And when I related to it, praise God, you know what happened? I got a hold of the impossible.
Yes, amen.
I got a hold of it. And I've had it ever since. Aren't you glad of that? I'm glad God has never left me nor forsaken me. He's never turned his back on me. He's never said, I don't need you. I don't want you. But he has said many times, I want you to work and I want you to do what I ask. I want you to go into the vineyards. I want you to go into highways, into the hedges, and I want you to attempt the impossible. I want you to reach those that are impossible without the Spirit of God. Did you know a worldly person can reach them on the natural side? They can talk them in to giving them their money. They can talk them into doing all kind of things, all kind of works, and all these things on the natural side. Man is very shrewd. He can be so shrewd. And matter of fact, the Bible said that the old serpent was the most subtle beast of the field. He's the most cunning guy out there. He can talk you into stuff that is almost as much. And he's doing that to many. I don't mean to put you to sleep. I remember one old deacon was sitting there and the preacher was preaching. He looked back and there's two or three of them asleep. He told the deacon, he said, Deacon, go wake them people up. The deacon looked down and said, I didn't put them to sleep. You did. You go wake them. So don't let me put you to sleep now, okay? I like to throw in a little fun once in a while. And he said, I didn't put them to sleep. You did. Go wake them up. Anyway, to attempt the impossible. Impossible dreams. God's people has impossible dreams. There's a few of us in the house tonight that can relate to when God called us to preach.
Yeah.
Brother Charlie, Roger, and I. God, you know when God's saying, you know what I told him? I don't know if you did or not, but I did. I told God, I said, God, if you will save me, I will work. I will do whatever you want me to do. I just want to be a willing, obedient servant. Not having a thought that what God was going to ask me to do. Not having a thought of it. But I said, God, I will. I will. And I meant it from the heart. I really did. That's why I saved me. I meant it from the heart. I said, God, I will do whatever you ask me to do. Whatever you want me to do, I'll try my best. I'll do my best. I'll do what you want me to do. Well, lo and behold, I was doing fine. I was leading the singing. I had a singing group. We were singing the gospel all over the city and doing things. And Sunday school teacher from the time I was young. I was just doing great, Brother Wayne. I thought, boy, God is so good. Boy, I'm so glad God is allowing me to work in his vineyard. And I was working. I was busy. But you know what? One day, all of that come to the point of where it wasn't what I needed no more. It wasn't what God was wanting me to do. He was teaching me and getting me ready and giving me the what I needed and preparing me. Did you know God is able to do that? And then God said, I want you to preach my gospel. Oh, you talk about arguing with God. I argued with God a long time. I went so far that I'm still paying the consequences. I went so far that I lost my voice. I couldn't even talk. Yeah, I still suffer from it. I still have a lot of trouble with it. But I went so far that I couldn't even talk. And I got to the point to where I couldn't do anything. He'd taken it all away from me, the blessing, all that he'd given. Martha sitting there, she's my witness. She knows all about it. She went through it with me. She knew what was going on. Finally, I told her, I said, you know, the Lord has called me into the gospel preaching. Boy, and I said, I can't do it. That's impossible for me to do. I just cannot do it. And I wouldn't. And so long, I went to the place to where I had to come down and beg God and ask him, God,
yeah,
you will just restore my voice and give me the capabilities that I once had. I said, I'll go and I'll do for you. If you'll go with me and go before me and be with me in spirit and goodness and blessing. You know what? When I surrendered it all to the Lord, the Lord blessed me. He blessed my throat so I could be able to preach. He gave me back what I needed. And I've been trying to do it from that day forward. And praise God, my payday is wonderful.
Amen.
Yeah. There's never been a paymaster like God. Never been one. But I'm so glad. Church, tonight we are privileged carriers. We are special in the eyes of God. We have what everybody out there needs. They don't understand where they are. They don't realize that they are drowning and they're going down for the third time. They don't understand that. Mm-hmm. It's up to us. We've got the life raft. Did you know that? We've got what they need. And the only way we can get it to them is through and by the work of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, and through and by the Spirit of His living spirit that lives within us. And you know what we can do? We can throw the life raft. We can give the gospel. We can present it in the spiritual aspect. And they can God wants to save everyone. God wants to save everyone. Again, hope that you haven't been bored. But if you have, pray for me, okay? Pray for me. I want to do God's work. Amen. Brother Roger, you want me to close or you want to close?
Right here, we'll get a song.
Get a song. I don't know anybody's heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. I don't know how much that you have been believing and trusting and going forward with the work God's planned for you. Did you and I believe that there's many of God's people? I believe there's many of God's people that's just barely getting a taste of the heavenly food God has got for them. Why? They're living. Well, I don't want to get started on too much more, but the children of Israel, they were in the desert 40 years. They had food. God, when they got out there and started murmuring, complaining, and all that stuff, God sent them food. He called it manna. Says a little old wafer of some kind or something.
Angel food.
But you know, they was living on a desert diet. God, give me a message on that one time. Living on a desert diet. They were living on just a touch of what God had in store for them. Yeah. They murmured enough, and God did send them some meat in one place, didn't he? Yeah. But they were just living on a desert diet. And you know what I believe of many of God's people are living on a desert diet?
Yes.
They're not getting the meat. They're not getting them filet mignon. They're not getting them that you can cut with your fork. You know, they're not getting the blessing that God has got in store for them. They're living on the desert diet. They're just barely getting by.
Yeah.
I'm talking about on the spiritual food.
Yes.
We need to eat. We need to eat the good part.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to eat the meat of the gospel. And we need to work in God's kingdom.
Amen.
God, anybody here that would like to come and pray or would like to move up? I'd like to pray that God would move in your life and give you more courage and more boldness, more eagerness. Have you heard?
Thank you.
And you know, we there say we're going home.
Amen.
You can go with joy and peace and gladness and goodness and the blessing and have plenty of food to eat.
Yeah.
If you're saved, you're going. But you can go like the children of Israel in the wilderness. You can go just barely getting a touch of what God's got for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I like to enjoy it on this side, don't you?
Yeah.
I praise God for what he does for me. God bless you.
Amen.
If I bored you, I don't tell Deacon wrong the way he does.
Amen. Good message tonight. I appreciate Brother Lloyd and the word. And for somebody with a back problem, he sure was getting around pretty good. Amen. Amen. You know, I believe that many of us today, we would do the invisible. We would do the things that God says if we didn't have that fear of failure. God says, sing a song. We think, well, my voice ain't what it used to be. I can't carry a tune like somebody else. It might crack. It might pop. But you know what God says? Sing it. Who are you singing it for? Amen. And we give some of our patriarchs of old, you know, we say, Peter, you got out of the boat, but you began to sink. We give him a hard time. But at least he got out of the boat. I don't know if I would have got out of the boat. Amen.
Amen.
And I don't know that I would have started cutting trees and building an ark. Right?
Yeah.
You know, when you go back and you begin to look through the scriptures, they had greater faith than we do. Because they trusted God more than what we do today. God bless you. Haven't you enjoyed this day? God's given us a beautiful day. Great time in the house of the Lord. You. Let's close with this altar of prayer, praying for this and all the other needs that we've had today, that we've heard, and also for Brother Charlie Burkhardt, that God will just be with him as he goes through the testing this week. So let's gather in. We'll close with this altar of prayer tonight.